everybody. It's time for another one of our podcasts that we do exclusively for our patrons.
I feel so free and easy.
Yeah, right.
That I'm allowed to do something like this.
Right. We can do whatever we want. Thank you for having our back for now. As of this weekend, it's been 8 years since we got the notice that we were no longer wanted. Well, I guess that's not true. We knew for some time that we were no longer wanted over there, and then we just kept showing up.
We know that you know that we know.
They got rid of us for a country station that they've had nothing but success with. So, you know, good for them. It worked out great.
But I have the freedom to do this now, though. Booger.
There's that. I thought it might be fun to revisit when they turned the hawk on. Can we spend some time listening to this during the week, and I get a kick out of it. Remember they did Christmas music to do a stunt to let everybody know, hey, something big is happening.
I wonder if that was a personal shot at me.
Because you hate Christmas so much? Let's assume that it was. And then away
went Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet. Wait, what's happening?
What the Sam Hill? As far as Christmas songs go, and I know it's July, but this is the June episode of the patrons exclusive shows. But as far as Christmas songs go, I know you don't love Christmas songs.
Well, it's just that there are too many of them back to back.
That's it.
But and they start in October.
Chuck Berry's "Run, Run, Rudolph's" a pretty good one.
No, there are some good Christmas songs.
Right.
But if you played like one on Christmas Eve,
that would be enough.
That would be okay.
Oh, I like that song. I want to hear it again next year.
Maybe I'll hear it next year. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet. Wait a minute, what's happening?
This is very strange. Can you imagine whoever put this together just congratulating themselves on all the little bings and boings they're putting in here?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to sound great.
Totally know it.
This audio, by the way, I should mention, comes courtesy of something called formatchangearchive.com. Lest you think that I'm the sort of maniac that taped when they killed my radio station.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
This is audio that we found. It would be very strange if I was like, I want to record this when my whole world comes to an end. Let me make sure I get a tape in. And they did this at noon after playing Christmas music all morning long. And did they play Christmas music for a whole day, or was it just the morning? It was a couple hours, right? Because I remember we were getting, people were yelling at us, listeners were yelling at us going, this is stupid. Why are you doing this Christmas music thing? They didn't know that we'd been fired yet. Mm-hmm. So we were getting angry things on Facebook and email saying, cut this off.
In America, we celebrate our freedom to choose.
Well, you used
to. Oh, you used to.
Yeah, that's over with.
You have a choice. The radio station you've been waiting for. More music, fewer interruptions, and 10,000 songs in a row. The commercial-free summer on the Quad Cities new country. 104.9, The Hawk.
10,000 commercial-free songs because we're not going to be able to sell this thing.
It's a thing. They got rid of us because they're saying we're struggling to sell the station, which, by the way, they weren't. That was a lie. And then they replaced us with, we're not going to play any commercials all summer long. That was a stab in the heart.
Which is exactly what any salesperson wants to hear.
I'm sure they were all told, listen, we're not going to play any commercials all summer, but once we start playing commercials, oh, we're going to sell so many of them. People are going to go crazy for The Hawk. Just you wait.
Heavy on music, light on interruptions, and a commercial-free summer with 10,000 songs in a row. The Quad Cities new country, 104.9, The Hawk.
That was fun reminiscing.
I want to get to the douche that does the little introduction. That's my favorite part.
Hi, I'm Mike Ferris, operations manager of Town Square Media. Over the past several months, we've condensed...
This guy got bounced like... did he even last a year after they did this stupid thing?
I didn't pay attention.
Oh, I did. See, you're better than I am. I got wrapped up in it. I was like, when is this douche going to get the ziggy?
Did intensive market research of radio listening habits in the Quad Cities.
You did
That's
not.
False.
You
That's
didn't.
Fake. You didn't. You basically just put together a report that said what you wanted it to say.
They did zero research. If they did any research, they would have known that this was a stupid idea. But yeah, go ahead and cover yourself in a lie. Introduce yourself with a lie.
And that's just a fancy way of saying we've asked a lot of people some common sense questions.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Recorded their honest answers. People from all around told us some interesting things about what they like and don't like. You said you like the live and local personalities. You enjoy a variety of music.
Of which you had none.
From classic rock to top 40 to country, especially country. You told us you expect to hear commercials, you just don't like to hear too many of them.
And that won't be a problem.
Not a problem, Hawk. Not going to be a ton of commercials on this station.
Don't care for a lot of unnecessary talk. So I'll keep this short.
Unnecessary talk? Are you kidding me?
I like when he just chuckles at his own bullshit.
Because we're listening to you, and we're making a commitment to be live and local. We'll keep the interruptions and commercials to a minimum, and we'll bring you the kind of music you love best. It's my pleasure to introduce to you New Country 104.9 The Hawk, the biggest country stars in... Your favorite new country hits all in one place. And we're kicking it off with 10,000 songs in a row to celebrate a commercial-free summer.
10,000 garbage songs in a row on a garbage radio station.
Here's another auto-tuned Kenny Chesney song.
For helping us build this new, exciting station. The Quad Cities New Country, 104.9 The Hawk.
Yeah. Dead on arrival, stupid.
Yeah. Ah, it feels good.
It does feel good. And then they moved him out to Cedar Rapids, that guy. And then he failed there too. And got into did a morning show with a guy and was screaming at him. Remember that audio? Mm-hmm. Play your little bits. Don't bring me up. There is a radio station that I wanted to talk about, and it has nothing to do with us. It's in, I think, Boise, Idaho.
When did you get this honey?
Oh, I don't know. I think the wife got that. I think it's a pretty recent purchase.
It's got to be because, you know, it doesn't have any of that honey crust.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly new thing.
That is a new one.
I think that there were a bunch of... my wife's been on this thing called The Home Edit. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's this Netflix show where these women go into houses and they organize everything.
Oh.
So she's been organizing this house like crazy.
Well, that's okay.
I don't mind it.
That's a good thing to do. I see that the margarita machine has been put away.
Yeah. I can get that out if you want.
No, that's okay.
We still have plenty of mix, man.
I don't see anything else organized other than she put the margarita machine away.
That has been put away. But I think there were
She knows where it's at.
I think there were three or four honeys in one of the cabinets, and those all got rid of, and now there's the new honey. Because you know how that works.
Yeah.
I always like to get the honey at the farmer's market, because that's supposed to be better for your allergies. But this looks like it's just Hy-Vee honey.
Give you allergies.
Do you know that the people that came up with the idea with I'm sure we've talked about this on a podcast.
Yes, we have, about the bear.
Yeah, they didn't put a copyright on that.
Mm-hmm. So that's outrageous. Everyone uses it.
Station in Idaho, 96.9, The Eagle, KKGL. They did a thing on June 1st. It was Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a thing a lot of radio stations do where they kind of rainbowed up their logo.
All right.
The Eagle. And most everyone was very cool with it. But then they started to get
except for those that weren't.
Yeah, except for, you know, a couple of bigots who just started inundating their Facebook account with hate messages. And the Eagle's response was, for every time somebody said something hateful, this radio station's official response was, well, looks like you just bought yourself another month of us keeping this flag up.
Gotcha.
Anytime somebody would say, I don't like gays because it's a sin, here's another response. Flag's going to stay up for another month. You can deal with it. If we lose fans, that's fine. If we keep getting harassed, it'll go on for another month. I don't know. And some people are suggesting that maybe this is just a cynical marketing. But I don't know. Seems kind of cool. I like the idea of going, and you just bought another month.
This whole idea that the customer is always right is a fallacy.
Oh, yeah. It really is.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
As I look around.
Yeah, you haven't been here in a month.
You're okay. We're gonna take
we're
some time
kitchen,
off.
We're in the kitchen, we should mention.
We're gonna take some time off.
Oh, yeah, from the radio gig. We're gonna be gone for a week, yes.
Those bananas over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we need to talk about the bananas?
Yeah, they're getting kind of brown, aren't they?
Well, I'm just saying, do you want them is the idea to at some point make banana bread?
I do like to make banana bread. I just don't know if I'm going to get around to it on the week that we're off. Maybe.
Okay.
Because I've read that you don't have to wait for the bananas to go brown for it to make good banana bread, but I just think that's
probably a fallacy as well.
See, but I've heard it's better for the sugars, you know, that you get a sweeter tasting banana bread.
Maybe it's true.
But then I've also read that's just an old wives'
tale.
Maybe
it's true, maybe it's not.
Who can say, really?
It's like sun tea. It doesn't have to be in the sun. The tea, if you put tea bags in a container of water, it's going to turn into tea.
The sun doesn't somehow activate it? I thought that was like part of the gimmick.
That it heats it up to the point where it's actually brewing?
Or that the ultraviolet rays somehow affect the flavor? Wait, so if you did tea and just put it in a dark room,
yes,
it would taste the exact same?
It's going to turn into tea.
But it wouldn't be sun tea with that sun trapped somehow in the molecules.
No, I guess
that's not how that works.
I guess it wouldn't.
Let me ask you this: I was looking to get something.
What?
And it's—I don't want to say what because it'll give it away. I was looking to make a purchase.
You're gonna make a purchase.
And I was doing some online digging, and then I found that there's a place in town that sells the very thing that I was looking for. Right.
Which you were not aware of.
I think I was, but then I had forgotten, and then I thought, well, if there's a place in town, that's always my preference, is to buy something that's from a local company.
Yeah.
So I emailed them, because it's like, you know, if you have any questions, shoot us an email, and I email them, and I say, hey.
Did they respond right away?
Instantly. Mm-hmm. Instantly. Let's say it's Monday night, and I emailed saying, hey, I'm here in the same town that you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make this purchase, but rather than paying for the shipping and handling, could I just pay for the thing and just come and pick it up?
You can, but you will be paying for shipping and handling.
Well, essentially what they said was, we don't do that. Where we're at, there's no way for people to
come pick something up,
And we have to ship it. We got to ship it and handle it. And, sorry if that's an inconvenience.
Yeah.
I will say, the answer was very prompt.
Yeah.
It was not the answer I was hoping for, but I got an answer
and they were telling,
almost immediately the next morning.
And it seemed as though they were telling the truth.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I can handle the truth.
Right. No, it was a very grown-up interaction. Grown up. Now, I still might end up going and getting it from this place.
Yeah.
However, now I'm getting inundated with emails asking me to rate my satisfaction with the interaction.
It. Yes.
Like, okay, you gave me an answer. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, I got to give you a pat in the head for that?
No.
For answering an email?
No.
And they keep sending emails like, hey, reminder, we're wondering what you thought of your interaction. It was fine. I got to get involved in this?
I'm not going to tell my dentist how they did.
When you buy anything online, you get this thing where it's like, would you please rate the product that you bought? No.
Well, I mean, we ask people to, you know, give us reviews of the show.
How's that going? We haven't had a review in a year. We stopped
like
asking.
3 years.
It's a lot of work. I get it. That's fine. But they just constantly hound people. That's why we don't hound people for reviews, because we've gotten all we're ever going to get.
We don't have something set up that a computer just does it for you.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I keep getting these emails like, would you please rate your satisfaction? I mean, I'm satisfied that I got an answer. It would be one thing if I bought the thing.
Yes, I haven't even bought it yet.
Right. Right. It seems like unnecessary interaction.
If I bought something, I could say, I bought something.
Right.
I got it home, opened it up, and it's what I said I wanted to buy.
Exactly.
5 stars.
San Antonio, Texas, a 43-year-old man lit a firework on top of his head. How do you think this is going to end?
Remember the Alamo.
Officers in San Antonio were called to a residential area just after midnight on Tuesday, July 5th, following a firework mishap.
Supposed to be doing it on July 5th.
Well, this would have been 4th of July night into midnight, right? Would have been the first couple of minutes of July 5th. The problem isn't so much when he did it, but what he did. First responders found the victim suffering from a severe head trauma with brain matter exposed from his skull.
No. Oh, no. So this was no lady finger.
No. Hey, everybody, look at me.
It cracked open your skull and some of your brain oozed out?
Mm-hmm. The victim was a 43-year-old, Pablo Ruiz, who died shortly after the officers arrived.
God.
A friend who witnessed the accident said that Ruiz had been drinking when he chose to light the mortar-style firework from the top of his head.
Okay, a mortar.
I'm going to wear it like a hat. Happy 4th of July.
So not a simple firecracker.
No, it was a mortar. What if I put it on the top of my head? Hey!
Well,
investigators.
I wish more people would do that.
Investigators believe somehow it exploded from the bottom of the tube and pierced the top of his skull.
What?
Yeah, they'll do that. There's a reason you put him in those mortars. Did you see the video of the family that was doing a fireworks thing? It went viral in the last couple days where they're just sitting out lighting stuff. And somehow it just gets, they're all sitting around in beach chairs.
Yeah.
And the thing just starts, gets, cockeyed, and it just starts firing off into the family.
Yeah.
And they all go running away, and then it goes and shoots under the cars that are in a driveway and blows up the cars.
Oh, man.
It's something else.
It's almost as if they knew what they were doing.
Oh, it's something else.
Blew up the car.
It's something else. And it's all captured from a Simply Safe device. Certain irony in that is you're watching these people run for their lives from the firework, carpet bombing that's going on.
I tell you what.
Do you remember the story of the guy that got the pig heart?
Yeah, that was not a good person.
It turns out he was not a good dude. He had committed a murder or something, right? Wasn't he? He was responsible for somebody's...
A handful of them.
Yeah, he went to prison. David Bennett got this pig heart. It was the first of its kind procedure. And he lived for 2 months after he got the pig heart.
I got a real pig heart.
We gave you that pig heart. How's that working?
I can't do my work.
57-year-old.
What is your work? I got a real red wagon.
57-year-old David Bennett died from heart failure, but the doctors are thrilled after having studied the cause of his death.
Well, pig heart failure, in his defense.
That's true. He did die from heart failure. Pig heart failure. But the doctors are saying they're extra excited because his body never rejected the organ.
That was not why he died.
No, it was a genetically edited animal. And they said that the heart failure was caused by a complex array of factors. There was a thickening and a stiffening of the heart muscle, which they think may have been caused by a drug they gave him to prevent organ rejection. Another factor, the doctors say, could have been that a pig virus hitched a ride into his body with the heart.
No.
And they didn't detect the pig virus until 20 days after the transplant.
Oh, no.
They're saying we're still trying to figure out what went wrong. We don't have a single answer, but we don't consider this a setback. We considered that he lived through the surgery, the first win. This guy was in end-stage heart failure and near death anyway when they did the procedure, so he didn't qualify for a normal heart transplant. This guy undoubtedly lived for a little bit longer than he would have without the pig heart.
We'll serve no swine before it's time.
The more we think about it, it might have been that somehow the pig had a virus and then the guy got the pig virus. So there's that. The Office, the sitcom The Office, everybody there works at, what's the name of the paper plant?
Which one?
And the TV show The Office. A little office trivia for you. What's the name of the company that Michael Scott and his team work for?
Dunder Mifflin.
See, that's top of mind awareness is what that is. And NBC is suing because somebody somehow swooped in and got the trademark for Dunder Mifflin. What they're calling a trademark squatter. They were able to register Dunder Mifflin with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
How long
ago
did they do that? But don't you, how do you, but you can't do that, can you? Don't you have to prove that you actually have a business and you're doing something with the name? That you can't just sit on something?
The idea is this, it's called J. Kinnett Media Group. And NBC is alleging that they've built a business based on registering trademarks that belong to others, aiming to profit from consumer confusion. Or you make your money by selling the trademarks back to the rightful owners.
Right. I thought you had to prove that you were doing something with that trademark.
The company also owns the trademark for the Tree Hill Ravens, which is the basketball team from the TV show One Tree Hill. They also have the trademarks to Dillon Football, which is the Texas town on Friday Night Lights. And they own the trademark to the Nostromo, which is the name of the ship in the original Alien movie. This is what they do. They find things.
Pretty obscure.
And then they just get the rights to them. Right. NBC suing to ensure that no one else gets to sell merchandise that has the Dunder Mifflin name on it. They say they don't actually own the trademark, and they are suing what they're calling an alleged trademark squatter, this J. Kinnett Media Group. Mm-hmm. They registered Dunder Mifflin with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in 2016.
See, I thought it was good. You're going to tell me that it was even earlier than that. In that,
yeah.
As soon as the show started, they thought, you know what? This is going to be a hit.
Well, 2016 is 3 years after The Office went off the air. And they did that so that they could sell apparel and branded merchandise. NBC attempted to register the name in 2020, and they were denied. NBC tried to go, you know, we're going to go sell some Dunder Mifflin merch.
But they were selling merch before then.
That's what I feel like
all over the place.
I feel like you're right about that. But maybe that stuff is this K. Jeanette that's selling it.
I like that response. I feel that you're right.
You know, in my heart, I know that you're right. But, yeah, who knows? Seems like that would be the first, like, there should be somebody at the network whose job it is just to make sure, hey, let's have trademarks for everything, you know? Like, let's have Bel Air High School and, you know, all of the things on the shows. Somebody can just go on LegalZoom and trademark things so that these trademark
pirates
don't get away with this. They had people rank the stream services for what they call perceived value. Which of the streaming services do you love the most, and which one do you get the most bang for your buck out of? Netflix somehow is last.
Really?
In perceived value.
Boy, that was the cat's meow for the longest time.
Isn't that something else? And I wonder, is it because they lost the rights to The Office? Netflix ranks last among streamers for perceived value, but the survey says it's the number one must-have service. So everyone's got to have it, even though they think it's the least valuable.
Everyone has to have it, even though they're going to complain about
right.
it.
Right. 31% of U.S. members saying they would keep Netflix if they were told that they could only have one video subscription.
Okay, so who won?
Well, Netflix.
Oh, okay.
In terms of, the question is, with all the streaming services there, if you could only have one, what would you have?
Okay.
And 31% of people said, okay, Netflix would
be what was number two?
HBO Max. 19% said that would be the single one that they would keep. Netflix ranks number one for user experience and content recommendations, but on perceived value, it is dead last. There are 9 different subscription services, video on demand services that they tracked.
So they
and
just
HBO
think
Max
it's too pricey.
Comes, yeah, that you're not getting what you want for the
How
money.
How much is Netflix a month?
Oh, I'm not the one that pays that bill,
well,
but it's
ballpark
up.
It.
It's like $13 maybe?
How much?
I think it's like $13.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
Well, but then the problem is it's just one of a couple things that you have, right?
Okay, $13 though.
Mm-hmm. See, because here we've got Netflix, we've got HBO Max, we've got Hulu, we've got Paramount, we've got Amazon, we've got Disney Plus.
Good Lord.
We've got Peacock.
Tell me what you don't have.
Well, we don't have Discovery Plus. We don't have Apple TV. Had Apple TV, but that was just because they gave it to us for free for buying a phone. Once it wasn't free, we didn't keep it. Yeah. Netflix, okay, Netflix is $15.50 a month.
Still doesn't seem
they just
like
raised
a ton.
Their price.
I mean, if that's all you had.
If you only had one, it would be a deal.
Netflix, yeah, it's like, well, I still got stuff to watch.
But where it gets tricky is when you have like five of them, and then you find, well, I'm not watching. Am I watching $15 worth of Netflix a month?
Well, there's only so much you can watch.
Well, that's it. There's only so much time and so much stuff to watch.
Where are those blueberries of yours?
Yeah, the blueberry plant is in the corner of the garden. You'd have to kind of go out there to take a look at it. It's all the way. It's like the farthest plant away, closest to the house, but closest to the fence. Darren is off to take a look at my my blueberry plant, which he's locked in the house now.
Is there something about that?
No. There's a lock there on the door, right where the handle is. Push that up. Yeah, there you go. Push that up.
Yeah, door open.
But don't pull on it when you do it. Oh, for the love of Pete.
Hang on. This is not as hard as you're making it. Okay. Yeah. How'd that work?
It's just a back door, buddy. It's not, I got this blueberry plant a couple of months ago. You got to look way at the bottom for the blueberries. There's like three of them. This blueberry plant is been a great source of stress relief for me. I'm taking care of something, and there's a gentle rain falling here at the Nacho Radio Studios, so the blueberry is getting some much-needed water.
I'm sorry to tell you, I don't see any blueberries.
You didn't see them at the bottom?
No.
Well, maybe the squirrels are eating them. I don't know what to tell you. They're at the bottom. The problem is that they're not blue right now. They're green.
They're non-existent.
No, they're there. I saw them last night. Unless somebody and some critter came and ate them in the middle of the night, which I suppose is possible.
Well, you better get your shotgun out.
Well, if I don't get any blueberries, it's fine. It's more about just having a blueberry plant than harvesting it.
Although
I would like to have some. You're
yeah.
right. Yeah. Life's a journey, man, not a destination. Steven Tyler told me that. Starting next week, the Suicide Prevention Lifeline has a new number. I think this is the best news I've heard in a while.
Well, this is the sort of thing people should know.
988. That's it.
988.
988 is now the suicide prevention number, as opposed to 1-800-273-8255. A lot easier to remember. 988.
Dial 988. Hey, hello?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kill somebody.
That's.
Are you going to kill yourself? No. No.
That's a 911 call.
That's
yeah.
a different number.
Thanks to something called the National Suicide Hotline Designation Act, as of July 16th, so next week, the new number for the National Suicide Prevention Line will be 988. Anywhere you are in America, your call will be routed to one of 200 crisis centers that make up the network. They use the area code of the phone you're calling from, so you should, like, if you call, if you find that you have to call, and if you find yourself in a situation where you want to talk to somebody
yeah.
Before you make a mistake that's going to make us all very sad, you call 988, and they route it to somebody close to you.
Makes
so,
sense.
You know, here it'll go to either Iowa or Illinois. Now, if nobody's working at those places, it'll go somewhere else. If you're a veteran, you can use it. And there's also, if you want somebody who speaks Spanish, that works too. So it's for more than just suicide. If you're having a mental health crisis of any kind, that's the number you can call. Although there's something called a warm line, not a hotline. Like if you're not in danger, but you just want someone to talk to, there's warm lines that you can look up. But, there you go. That's the number, 988.
See, I think for not necessarily for suicide, but for yeah. other things,
mm-hmm.
I would prefer to work the warm line.
You'd be good at that.
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
Hello,
welcome to the
friend.
Welcome to the quiet
storm.
What
can I do for you?
Vince McMahon of the WWE reportedly paid four different women $12 million to keep quiet about affairs that he had with them. Hush money payments to 4 different women over the past 16 years. That includes a $3 million payout to a former WW employee he had an alleged affair with. He also issued a $7.5 million hush money payment to a former wrestler in 2018 after he coerced her into giving him oral sex and then demoted her, and then ultimately declined to renew her contract in 2005 after she resisted further sexual encounters. Another $1 million was paid to 2 different women in non-disclosure agreements. One was a former manager who was with the company for 10 years before McMahon initiated a sexual relationship with her. The other was a WWE contractor in 2008 who accused McMahon of sexual harassment and presented the company with an unsolicited nude photo that she received from him as proof. Vince McMahon is hitting on me. No, he's not. Then how did I get this? Here's your money.
Sounds like they weren't that into him.
Gross. Just so gross. Naked man disrupts traffic in Florida. Of course, this is a Florida man story. A naked guy decides to go jumping around in traffic. Spotted by drivers disrupting traffic and climbing atop a tractor trailer on I-75 in Sarasota County.
I got a real red tractor.
Hey, is that naked man trying to get on my tractor trailer?
I don't think so.
Deputies say they responded to a call about a man not wearing any clothes running in and out of the southbound lanes of I-75. When the deputy showed up, the man was taken into protective custody. Authorities not providing any details regarding this man's identity, but they did take him to a hospital for a mental evaluation. Probably a good idea, right?
You might not care for the reviews.
And then finally, I got an alligator story.
Boy, these are just, it's almost, is it the summer of the alligator?
It really is. We said that earlier, and it's coming truer and truer. This is a gator story.
Damn, damn, damn!
No, 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 but it's not from Florida. And this is what makes it news. Hmm. Alligator found swimming in a Wisconsin lake. Animal rescue workers up there in Wisconsin trying to find the owner of the alligator found swimming in the lake. This is on Long Lake. It was captured by the Osceola Boat Patrol, which then turned the alligator over to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Conservation wardens then brought the gator to an animal rescue group who says legally we're able to take in alligators up to 30 inches long, ya hater, and this guy is much less than that. We are fortunate that we're in a position to help this animal either be legally reunited with its owner or sent to a sanctuary, ya hater. The rescue group says they will keep the alligator for a week to give its owner time to claim it. And if they don't show up, the gator will then be rehomed at an accredited sanctuary. This is probably somebody that thought it would be fun to have an alligator.
It sounds to
and
me like
and then realized it's not fun to have an alligator. Hmm?
Okay, you think this is a setup, a sting? And so when, as soon as you show up to get your gator, they get you?
I mean, it does kind of have that element, does it? Would you have to pay a fine? Or, like, if your dog goes running away and the dog catcher gets it, you have to pay money to get it back from the dog catcher, right?
Probably.
Oh, no, you do. I mean, I've heard stories where we used to work with somebody who her dog went running away all the time.
And was constantly paying.
And she was constantly paying out money.
I wonder if at that
back.
Point you could actually get like a membership, a dog catcher membership.
No, she was asking like, is there a punch card or something?
Right.
And the animal control people were like, or you can make sure your dog quits getting out of your yard.
Or you could pay attention to what's going on in your world that doesn't...
I know you get a real kick out of this, but it's not cool that your dog's running around in the streets. So my guess is the whoever owns this gator isn't getting it back.
Maybe you could pay attention to something here on planet Earth that isn't you.
See, I think you'd be a good dog catcher, too, because you'd be great with the dogs, but then you'd really let the owners have it. depending on what their attitude was. Like if they were, if the dog, everybody loses a dog once. Yeah. That happens.
Yeah.
They want to get out, they run around. And it's devastating when it happens. And there's nothing better than when you get your dog back. That's the greatest feeling in the world, which I guess is necessary, because the worst feeling in the world is when your dog is missing and you just are beside yourself wondering what happened to it. But when your dog comes back home after running away, oh, is that the greatest? So if somebody was like beside themselves, you could be very cool with it.
Oh, yeah.
But well, somebody who was like cracking jokes,
oh, the dog.
Yeah, you wouldn't put up with that. Not for very long. I do have one more story, patrons. This one involves a would-be banker, a GoPro camera, and a gas mask. This is in New Jersey, where a man wearing a GoPro camera twice failed to scale the teller counter at a bank before riding off on his motorcycle. Guy walks into the TD Bank in
Princeton. Why does he have his camera on? Just so I can provide proof later that I did this?
Is this the new thing? Like, this is going to make me famous. I'm the guy that videotapes all my bank robberies. He walks into the bank at 3:20 in the afternoon, approaches the unoccupied teller counter, right? He sees that there's no employee, so he tries to jump over the counter, but he couldn't quite clear it. Ugh. So he jumps, and then he jumps again.
I packed down a couple pounds over the...
COVID was not kind to my waistline. He tries to jump over and then can't do it. Please describe the man as about 5'4" or 5'5".
Well, there you go.
It's so tall. He was wearing green pants, a black shirt, black gloves, gray New Balance sneakers, and a chess harness with a GoPro-style camera attached to it.
That's a good look.
He was also wearing a gas mask and a black half-shell German-style motorcycle helmet. Okay. They say he neither showed a weapon nor made a threat and remains at large, at least as of yesterday afternoon. Yeah, he looks like a Batman villain, like a third-rate Batman villain. Can't quite get over the... I think I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah. When you walk into a bank wearing a gas mask...
Right.
That's something of a dead giveaway, isn't it?
It's not something I would pull.
Not the best look, although I think...
I wouldn't even do it in the drive-thru.
I don't know. That's kind of boss. It's there's some sort of dystopian thing going on here that I think this might be my Halloween costume.
Can I help you? I don't think anyone can.
What are you supposed to be? I'm the bank robber from the June Patron Exclusive podcast.
Boy,
I know I'm a little taller than 5'5", but I think I'm pulling this off.
That's pretty specific.
Well, our patrons would get it, and we can't thank them enough, Darren, for their continued support. Low these many years.
Yeah, we were a tiny bit late to this one, but we hope to be back on track.
Yeah, yeah. We appreciate your patience, we appreciate your support, and we appreciate you listening. That's going to do it for this patron-exclusive episode of Dave and Darren and our Top 5 Things podcast. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, patrons, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Peace out.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.